to another episode of You Talk Too Much on Deep Stuff Radio with Deanna R. This is part 3 of I Have Something to Get Off My Chest. Welcome, and here we go. Last episode, part 2, we were speaking of the assistant principal, and she was going to interview people on this latest incident. Now, this is a funny thing. My kid on one side, who was bullying another student, and they put Bobby with him, and the student started bullying him. Okay? And it's an older student. So Bobby supposedly punching is sitting on the outside where the bus, Bobby's shorter than this other person, and he's in the middle now. So the bus driver saw Bobby. So the bus driver saw my kid hit another kid, but doesn't know if that other kid did anything to him, and she could see that other kid better than she could see Bobby. So I says, we can get this intel now. No, we don't need to talk, because we'll just make him a car rider from now on. That way Bobby isn't an issue for your driver or kids anymore. Never someone else, always Bobby. So problem solved. We will pick him up starting this afternoon. So then I get a notice back from her saying, this just came through on my side. I will share this information with the driver, coordinator, and the teacher so everyone is on the same page. So now, alright, so what's funny is she changed the seat this morning, the 5th, and he didn't hit anyone yesterday, the 4th. I asked him right next to the bus door, and the driver heard me ask him. She said nothing about him hitting. So how is it if he hit someone yesterday, the 4th, you got the write-up the same day, the 4th? And I just saw your message you wrote yesterday, today. I'm done with that driver. Something strange is going on, and he didn't hit anyone yesterday. But no worries, he isn't going to ride the bus. I've had enough. And then I continue and say, she didn't change his seat till this morning, the 5th. You said she had done it yesterday. And I said, he didn't know why. He didn't know why he was being changed from seats. So I said, so the driver conveniently saw when Bobby hit someone, but wasn't aware what the other child did or didn't do. Come on now. I said, so it's done, right? So fine, we drive him to school this morning. I get home, I get a phone call. Well, the phone rings, and I'm in the bathroom, or loo, as the UK people call it. So I couldn't answer the phone. So I come out of the bathroom, and the phone is ringing again. So I pick up the phone. This time, it's the bus driver's supervisor, okay? So she starts telling me that they want to send, starting Tuesday, bus 124, especially rerouting it, especially to pick Bobby up. So I asked her if it was like a special ed bus. She said no. She says it's a regular bus. And so I've never spoken to the supervisor before, so I start telling her my issues that I was having with the bus driver. This woman starts yelling at me and gets rude, and saying she's not talking about past issues. I says, well, you don't have to be rude about it. She says, well, then I'll let you go, because all I called up for was a yes or no answer from you. I says, oh, that's fine. I says, but you don't have to be rude. You're being rude. Then she says, well, I'm only calling to give you this opportunity. I'm going, give me an opportunity. I didn't call them and ask for this. There are a lot of kids that their parents take them back and forth to school. Right? She said she didn't like Bobby not going on a bus. So they're going to start, I suspect if it doesn't work, we can always just go back to, you know, driving him back and forth to school. Oh, well, we're going to be optimistic about this, that it's going to work. And I'm like being condescending. And then at the end, after yelling at me, right, and being rude, she calls me hun at the end. She calls me hun. Now, I'm having to bite my tongue. I'm sorry, I'm having to bite my tongue, because I wanted to tell this woman where she can take her opportunity and stick it where the sun doesn't shine. With that, Deep Stuff Records production. You've been listening to You Talk Too Much on Deep Stuff Radio with Deanna R. If you have missed any part of this podcast, you will soon be able to find it on our podcast page at DeepStuffRecords.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a nice day. Bye.